more than 200 people representing community health organizations, advocacy groups, government agencies, and hospitals were expected to attend the meeting in Milwaukee. Karen McEwen, administrator of the Division of Public Health for the state of Wisconsin, was there. She says the atmosphere was positive.
I think the general feeling was that we've been doing a lot of work to prepare for this, and that we just want to make sure that we have all the latest guidance and that we're up to date and practicing it and rehearsing it and just continuing to prepare.
But Nasia Safdar, medical director for infection control at UW Hospital, says preparation only goes so far.
I think that there is one thing to prepare for something when it's a complete abstract. So it's true that we've been preparing for years for things like, you know, that are relatively abstract. I would not say that we have prepared for Ebola for years.
McEwen pointed out it's highly unlikely that an Ebola case will surface in Wisconsin. But Tony Goldberg, associate director for research at the University of Wisconsin-Madison's Global Health Institute, says the state still needs to prepare.
It's not a zero risk. A lot of people will remember back to the monkeypox outbreak we had about 10 years ago, which was also an exotic disease from Africa that wound up in Wisconsin. So it's not unprecedented.
So far, there have only been two patients diagnosed with Ebola in the United States. Laurel White, Wisconsin Public Radio.